We continue with our collection of great players that played in the Negro Leagues, a part of American baseball and sports history that should never be forgotten. And Ernest Phan joins us. Ernest was a pitcher and catcher for the 1962 Raleigh Tigers, and he also was on the 1961-62 Ballard Hudson baseball team in Macon, Georgia. That's a team that won a bunch of local and state championships, and he's here on Sports Byline. Ernest, take me back to Macon, Georgia, when you were growing up as a kid. What it was like and what baseball was like at that time.
That was my fun year because I played every level of baseball. Pee Wee League, Little League, Dixie League, Pony League, and then I left there, played high school, Negro League, then professional baseball. And it was, we didn't have anything but a pair of short pants, barefoot, broomstick, and a tennis ball, or whatever kind of stick we can shape like a bat. And we would be out there all day on a Saturday. We couldn't go out there on Sunday because our mother made us go to church. But that's how I learned how to play baseball.
How segregated was it at that time when it came to sports and particularly baseball?
Well, in my hometown, it started off, we had only one black high school, and we had three white high schools. Now, I grew up in a integrated neighborhood, and the neighbor next door was white, and he had two little girls. I was about 8, 9 years old. And it was the joy of their life to get out there in the streets and the fields and play with us. But I didn't really see the buck of segregation and hatred and prejudice until I got into professional baseball.
Why do you think that was?
Because professional baseball didn't want blacks in it. Now, I will quote a saying from my last professional manager. He said, baseball is a white man's sport when we're trying to get black players out of it. And I guess that's why they came up with this quota. Now, the two black players on the field at a time and no more than three on any team, minor league or major league. And that's what kept me out of the major league because of the quota system.
When you take a look at the black players that were playing baseball at that time, when you look at them from a talent standpoint, Ernest, tell me how good they were.
They were great. I mean, they were great. I remember when I was a little kid, I took some pointers from Josh Gibson about hitting. And I pulled up a quote, well, not a quote, a write-up from the Atlanta paper. I was hitting home runs 485 to 500 feet in high school or sophomore in high school. And during that time, the level of baseball was baseball. Now it's a business. During that time, we were playing baseball fundamentally. And my high school team was so talented that we took seven players to the Negro League, four of them signed professional baseball contracts.
That's amazing.
And yes. And I signed with the St. Louis Cardinals when I returned from Raleigh in the Negro League. Blue Moon Odom signed with Kansas City A's. Tommy Williams signed with Kansas City A's. And Henry Hill signed with San Francisco Giants. We were talented. We won championship at every level we played in. This is high school, starting up as little kids and on into high school.
Let me ask you a question, and the importance of baseball to African-Americans at that particular time. I know I've talked to Mudcat Grant, and he would tell me that after church, people would go behind the church, take off their suits and jackets, in other words, and just in their shirt sleeves, and they'd start playing baseball. What was it about baseball that made it so culturally important to African-Americans?
If you look at it from a true point of view, that's all we had. Baseball. That's all black African-American had was baseball. That's the reason it was so important. And then that would pop. And on Sunday, the shortest sermon a preacher would preach is when it's time to play baseball.
You said about being in Macon, Georgia and growing up there, and I believe they have one of the oldest stadiums in history, do they not, for baseball? Can you describe that stadium to me?
That's a beautiful stadium. It's the second oldest in the country. Luther William Ballpark is the name of it. And back in January, they put a plaque of me in that ballpark. So I was a very talented young man because that's all I did, baseball. I loved it, even though I had scholarships to go to college for basketball and football because I was the leading scorer on the basketball team. And I caught a lot of touchdown passes in football, but I love baseball.
Tell me a little bit about some of the talent in the Negro Leagues that you played in. Tell me about what they could do and some of the names that you always will remember because you faced them.
Well, I tell you what. I was a young kid, 14, 15 years old, 15 when I went in the Negro League. And some of those guys like Dreeson, and the name was Dreeson, he went on to the majors. I got a chance to see Satchel Paige. And I didn't see Josh Gibson. I read a book on that where he was talking about pointers about hitting. But a lot of those guys, you know, as a kid, you don't remember. But the talent level, oh, my goodness. Those guys could hit and run. I mean, they could run. I've seen guys, we playing team like Birmingham Black Barons. Last game we played, they have two leadoff men. And during that time, we were young. We didn't know anything about fundamental. Those guys would lay the ball down first base. Next thing you know, they're standing up on third because nobody covers third. And the talent level, I mean, this is something we figured out being kids. We'll sit there and watch the team. If you don't cover that base, we're going to steal it. And all the things that we learned in baseball, we didn't have coaches. We just got out there and played and figured it out ourselves. But as far as the guys that I've seen the greatest first baseman you ever want to see. His name was James Ivory, played with the Birmingham Black Baron. Great son of fielder, Jesse Mitchell. And my manager played professional baseball. He was a 344 hitter in AAA in professional baseball. And he fell under the same category I did. They had enough black players on the team. Now, let me remind you, this was not a baseball rule. This was a rule that the owners and the executives sit down and made up, the only two black players to a team.
What was your most memorable day in baseball?
My most memorable day in baseball was in high school. We won 2 out of 3 state Georgia championships. My most memorable day, bases loaded, I came up to bat, and I hit a baseball over the transformer in left center field, measured about 512 feet. And I'm only 15 years old. But I learned how to hit from taking the pointers that Josh Gibson had, somebody wrote a book on him, and I would read it, and I said, I'm going to do just what he said, though. And I start practice and practice, and I patterned myself after Josh Gibson. But the only thing, he was short. I was 6'6", and weighed about 230.
A final question for you, Ernest. When you think back about the Negro Leagues, and the baseball that they played, how they played it, what it meant to them and everything, what one thing do you come away with? What do you want people to understand about black baseball in the Negro Leagues?
Well, the one thing that I want people to understand that people don't really think about, why we were out there. Nobody has asked me that question, but this is the reason I went and a lot of other Negro League baseball players went. We were trying to open the door to professional baseball to make it better for our kids so they won't have to go through what we went through. That's why we was out there. We didn't get paid. I got paid $5 a day, maybe 3 times a week. And sometimes I didn't get but $3. But it didn't matter. As a black baseball player, we knew how to survive. We knew how to survive because the guys that was on my team, I took seven of my high school teammates with me. We knew how to take care of each other. We were brothers. But that is something that people really need to understand. Why did we go through it?
Ernest, I want to thank you very much for what you did for baseball, what you did for African Americans, and your love for the game. Sharing it with us means a great deal, I'm sure, to you and to so many other people. Take care, Ernest.
You too, sir.
Ernest Phan with us again, a pitcher and a catcher for the 1962 Raleigh Tigers, and he also was on the 61-62 Ballard Hudson baseball team in Macon, Georgia, and they won a bunch of local and state championships. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.